Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to We Live Harlem Radio, and it's the Sweet Soul Sunday with your host, Betty W. This is Betty Wright with Clean Up Woman. Stay tuned. Yes, that was Betty Wright with Clean Up Woman. This is Sweet Soul Sundays here on We Live Harlem Radio. And again, I am your host, Betty W. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Harlem, USA. Hopefully you're having beautiful weather like we are here. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes with limited talking. We got the best of 60s and the 70s soul music along with today's music. I'm going to go on to Bobby Brown, Tenderoni. Stay tuned for some gossip and Harlem updates, y'all.
She's a sweet little girl. You can treat her right real nice.
Yeah, guys, welcome back. That was Bobby Brown with Tenderoni. This is your host, Betty W., and you're listening to Sweet Soul Sundays here on We Hit Live Harlem Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning back in. If you want to call in, give shout-outs, call in 347-884-8894. I am here for you. I'm going to quickly get into some current events, some gossip, and get back into the music because, like I said, we want to enjoy the tunes. It's not about me talking today. It's about the tunes. Now, guys, it has been reported that the assassin of Malcolm X has been granted parole. Yes, guys, one of three men convicted of killing Malcolm X 45 years ago have been granted release from prison from his 17th appearance before the state board. The State Division of Police said the 69-year-old Thomas Hagen appeared before a parole panel March 3rd and was granted release effective April 28, which is next week, guys. Until then, he remained at Lincoln Correctional Facility in New York City, where he'd been locked up for 2 days a week for 22 years. The other 5 days, he'd been allowed to work and live with his family. Isn't that right? Hagen was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison in April 1966 for shooting a civil rights leader at the Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan, which is not that far from me, guys, 20 blocks away, and two others convicted gunmen were previously paroled. So basically, the man is gone dead, one of our great leaders. He assassinated, but he was able to only spend 2 days a week in jail? What kind of conspiracy is that? Whatever. I think it's very wrong, very, very wrong. Okay, guys, another thing in Gossip Mill. I know everybody's been hearing about how Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush broke up. Well, apparently, from media takeout, the real reason Reggie Bush stopped messing with Kim Kardashian is that he found out that she was messing with Kanye West. Now, what they've been saying is that Reggie and Kim was on the road of getting married. He even went as far as buying her a ring when waiting for the right time to pop the question to this chick. But apparently, one day, Reggie was using Kim's laptop when all of a sudden some IMs came over from Mr. Who? Kanye West. Apparently, they saying he played it cool, start answering the IMs, acting like he was Kim. And that's when he found out they was getting it popping for months, guys, right behind this fine black man's back. And after he, you know, approached her about it, she admitted, yes, I'm having an affair with this man. And that's why, apparently, he bounced on her ass. So, Kim, man, you gave up a good one. But I know how you got to do. You got to, you know, get around, do what you got to do to stay on top. And if that includes fucking and sucking, you're going to do what you got to do. Remember, guys, we found out about her through what? A porno. So this is her MO. This is for you, Kim. Denise Williams, Silly Me. We'll be right back. Sweet Soul Sundays here on We Live Harlem Radio.
Silly of me to think that I
Yes, yes, guys. Welcome back to Sweet Soul Sunday here on We Live Harlem Radio. And this is your host, Betty W. That was a dedication for Kim Kardashian. If you're just tuning in, I revealed that the real reason why Reggie Bush quit Kim Kardashian because he found out about an affair with Kanye West. I'm going to continue on with the music, but first I'm going to hit you with a little bit more gossip and Harlem current events. We're going to keep it rolling with the Kardashian family. Apparently, if y'all didn't know by now, Angela Simmons is dating her brother Rob, and it has been caught. They have been filmed and photographed wearing matching bracelets. Very, very cute. So she ain't with Bow Wow anymore. She's with Rob Kardashian. Very nice. Guys, if y'all are in Harlem, coming to the surrounding areas of Harlem, check out my Mount Sinai Medical Center Community Calendar of Events, which starts this Tuesday, the next Tuesday, April 27th, and it's free. It's a 7th annual health fair, Mount Sinai School of Medicine, complimentary health screening for children and adults. And this screening will include, guys, asthma, blood pressure, breast cancer, cholesterol, diabetes, hepatitis C, and many more. Now, I think, guys, for the black community, we need to get in there to do that because the thing that is plaguing us is high blood pressure and diabetes. Cholesterol also as well, but it does not affect us as most as blood pressure and diabetes. So they also have free food, raffle and prizes, face painting, and fitness centers. So, guys, please go and enjoy the activities. I think I myself might even join. It's Saturday, April 17th. Oh, that was yesterday, but it's coming up again, the 27th, I'm sorry. Time from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You already missed this Saturday, so you got to next week. Mount Sinai Center is located on 102 between Madison and Fifth Avenue, and is open for the public. Now, when you come on the 27th, that's a Tuesday. That's from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I like to make corrections. Like I said, it's located on 102nd between Madison and Fifth, the fifth floor, the Annie Berg Building boardroom. So once again, Mount Sinai is having a health screening. Join, go, make sure you're good and you're together because we want you to be here for a long, long time. So I'm going to continue on with the beautiful music on Sunday. We're going to go into this Boys and Men, Water Runs Dry. We Live Harlem Radio, Sweet Soul Sundays. My host, Betty W. We'll be right back.
We don't even talk anymore, and we don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer allowed. Some people work things out, and some just don't know.
Let's go wait till the water runs dry. We'll make the
Yes, that was Boys and Men with Water Runs Dry. Welcome back to this beautiful, beautiful day in Harlem. This is Sweet Soul Sundays with your host, Betty W. Guys, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to continue on with the gossip and some Harlem current events. But before I do, if you want to check out everything that we talk about on the show from the beginning to today, go to www.weliveharlem.com and you will have it. You have everything that we talk about from previous shows to fashion to things in the community. Check it out. As well, call in 347-884-8894. We got 5 minutes to go. I can still slip you in, you know, as I'm giving this gossip and current events. Well, what's going on in Harlem and the surrounding areas? If you want to come out to an after work salsa Friday, check out El Morocco's Friday, April 23rd. Through Friday, April 30th. It's only a $10 to $12 cover charge. It's live performances with DJ Jeff and DJ Renee. Dress code is tasteful. If you're coming after work, I'm sure you have your work clothes on. Absolutely no sneakers, guys. Very grown and sexy. Like I said, usually the cover is $10, but special events is $12. So it's from Friday, April 23rd from 6 p.m., also, Friday, April 30th at 6 p.m., El Morocco Lounge, After Work Salsa Friday. That sounds real cute. Now we're going to get into the gossip. Now, I can't believe this, but this is what they're saying. Shaq is telling his six-year-old son that he's going to kill Shawnee's new young tenderoni. Well, how he going to get jealous? She moved on. She's tired of him. Well, Shawnee O'Neal lawyers just fired off a letter to Shaq's people claiming a basketball star interrogated the couple's children to tell him everything that they knew about her new man. How lame are you, Shaq? I mean, come on. You out there swinging your shit. Why are you worried about her? But apparently, Shawnee also claimed Shaq told her six-year-old son to tell her boyfriend that Shaq is going to kill him. And that Shaq even screamed at the kids and said, "Say it now. My daddy is going to kill you." Shawnee lawyers are demanding Shaq hold further inappropriate discussions with their children, which is alleged violation of the non-disparented provision of their divorce judgment. Wow. This is getting too extreme, Shaq. What is wrong with you? Why are you trying to be up all in her grill and her business? She moved on. She's happy. You can go on with your sweaty behind and go screw somebody else. That's how you do. We down to our last 2 minutes, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in once again. You tuned in to Charge to the Game Friday, and you came right on along and came back to me on Sweet Soul Sundays, and I do thank you for that. We will be back on Tuesday, Situation Tuesday. That's from 8:30 to 9. Check me out. I'll have a situation for you as always, and then we come right back to Charge to the Game Fridays. Let me know what you charge to the game for that week, that moment, or that second. So once again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I am your host, Betty W. Check out the website, www.weliveharlem.com, for all your Harlem living needs. I'm going to take you out with Mr. Keith Sweat himself, Nobody. Thanks, guys, once again, for tuning in. See you Tuesday. Enjoy. Bye.